Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girlfriend, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just getting over that Mercury retrograde.
I think everybody's over this one. This one's been brutal.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sitting in between Neptune and Chiron, what else would you expect, you know?
And squaring Jupiter and Gemini, also ruled by Mercury, it's like a double whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, did you have a happy St. Patrick's Day? Did you drink any green beer?
I didn't drink any green beer. I worked all day today.
And did you have fun? Did you celebrate? Did you wear green?
I did wear green. I had fun. I had some great clients, and it was quite entertaining. And got to pinch one of them because he wasn't wearing green. So that was pretty fun.
I like it. I like it.
How about you? How was your St. Patty's Day?
Actually, it was pretty awesome. You know, I'm an associate pastor at New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel, and we celebrated St. Patrick's Day. I gave the sermon today on happiness in my leprechaun kind of fashion.
All right. That
would have
been
fun. We had a potluck afterwards, and people bought some green cookies, and I made a wonderful stew. It wasn't really Irish, but it was organic, and everybody loved it.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, and I stayed after and did a couple of readings on a couple of people that come to my church, and I gave them a little bit of an update on what's going on with the Mercury retrograde, too, today, because this is so relieving to me. I mean, we're not really going to feel it for another day or two, but it's just like it's kind of like coming out of that deep water of the energy of confusion that I'm really looking forward to.
Yes. Get into that Aries energy.
Yes. That Aryan fire.
Get everything starting to move again, and that's a good thing. When it does go direct, things are now going to start to shift for the better. You know, it's not going to be as challenging, and that's a good part about it. Even though it may be still moving a little slow, Saturn is still retrograde. It's moving forward again, and that's a great thing. And it's going to go over Chiron, which is really going to be enlightening and awakening to all of us. So I think there is some relief coming up, as you know, in that psychological shift coming up here.
And I thought it was almost a gift that the moon was kissing Jupiter, you know, when Mercury decided to go direct. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. But it's all good. You know, you got to go with the times. We all learn.
It's a matter of going with the flow. My favorite phrase during this period of time is, this too shall pass. It shall, and now it's moving on again, so that's a great thing. It is passing now.
Exactly. I think a lot of people are trying to reevaluate, you know, what they want to be responsible for with this Saturn retrograde, and I think that Mercury being retrograde has lent a lot of confusion to these decisions. And I think now what's going to happen is it's going to start to clarify itself. And it's going to be more solution-oriented, where you can share the responsibilities a little bit with other people as far as the things that you're trying to address. So I think it's going to end up working out pretty nice.
I do. I've said all the way along, all of this is to our benefit. I mean, Jupiter at the finger of the yod means that it is going to be to our benefit. It might not be, it's in Gemini, so it's coming in unusual ways. Might not be the way you thought, but it is to your benefit. And so transforming and changing your thoughts and how you go about doing things and coming closer to your spiritual beliefs is really, this is the perfect time for it. And it will turn out to your favor.
And also maybe working smarter and not harder.
Absolutely.
I like that part. Of course, you know me, and you're the same way. We're always running in all different directions. But a lot of the people I've been talking to, I swear, I have heard from just about every Gemini and Virgo that's been a long-term client. When this even first started, they said, it's got to be retrograde. I have to call Aphrodite right now. I said, oh, yes, you got it going on. You're right. You're cosmically correct. You picked up on the energy.
Humans are so reactive. They can feel it. That's for sure.
Well, we have a bunch of people on hold tonight, and you'll never guess who our first caller is.
Danielle.
Our friend Danielle. You want to talk to her first?
Sure, great.
Okay. Good evening, Danielle.
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. How are you doing? How was your St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, I've been sleeping. Hermit.
Nice. So did you get a lot of good rest?
I did.
Not a bad thing.
And she's going to be raring to go, though. She's going to be up half the night on the computer studying things, aren't you, Danielle?
Probably.
I know you like a book. So what can we do for you tonight?
Well, what's going to start going on with this Neptune trine my Mercury that's coming up?
Oh, it's a pretty angle, isn't it? What it's going to allow you to do is put perspective on all these things that you've been thinking about, and you've been going through this confusion cycle because you are a Gemini sun with the Mercury retrograde. But now you're going to start to put it together and see it more in its spiritual truth than in its mental confusion. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I do feel that. Realize it's a grand trine, though, with your Mercury and with your Moon. Okay, so emotionally, it's really transforming and changing your emotions too, as well, to blossom out above and beyond. So it's a great opening as far as spirituality is concerned and your beliefs are concerned. So I do feel that you're going to feel things moving in a more positive direction because of it. It really is. Your intuition is going to be, way out there. Your intuitive abilities are extremely strong, so don't analyze things, feel it, and you'll know exactly what's going to be happening, and it'll work beautifully for you. I like it that it has that grand trine to it. It gives you an abundance of power in your intuitive ability and your spiritual beliefs.
Well, when are some good things going to start happening? Because I'm still just like...
As soon as you believe. Say, okay, good things are happening, and that's the only direction, and that's all I'm accepting, and this is the only way it's going, and anything else I'm just going to ignore, and everything positive, I'm going to keep going in that direction.
Okay.
It really is. You've got a grand trine. You've got the power to do it right now and feel it.
Well, okay.
When Mercury went direct, it was actually in trine to your natal Mercury, too. So it's kind of giving you a little bit of a bump there, okay? And one of the things that I want to encourage you to do is I want you to encourage you to be around people that are kind and people that also are very caring like you are, okay? People that just are kind for no reason. They just like being kind.
Well, I don't know too many of those kind of people.
Well, being a hermit, you haven't met too many people lately because you've been hermitizing for quite a while. But maybe it's time for you to kind of come a little bit out.
Well, and then I feel that I don't have a lot of people don't understand me, or it's just like talking to a wall. It's like, why waste time on friendships that they can't be my friend, you know?
Well, and here's a healing purpose for it. Being you and being out there and who you are and displaying who you are in public really sends a message to other people, okay? I had a legal issue a long time ago that I had to deal with the state attorney's office, and I was basically their witness or their evidence. Okay, so I was in an animate object, and the legal issue, and I, you know, legal field, and I just really don't get along because of they deal in the legal issues, and I deal in justice, two different things. Okay, And so here again, they were really tough on me because of my uniqueness and how different I was and how much I told the truth. And they tried to intimidate and bully me and tried speaking negatively about me and all kinds of different things. But they had to deal with me because I was their key witness, okay? And I wasn't backing down from my truth about how I disbelieved in what they did. And I would politely do it. I wasn't argumentative or combative. I'd say, no, this is what I believe, and this is who I am, and this is what you're going to have to deal with, you know, because I'm not changing my morals and values for you. I'm not going to let you get to me in this process and tell me that I'm wrong and that I have strange views and everything else. And it took a matter of 3 years for this to happen, and so they got to know me pretty well. And at the end of the whole entire thing, they turned around to me, and this was a state attorney, the head guy, okay, turns around to me and he goes, you're different, but I like you and I respect you. And I went,
cool.
That's all I needed to hear. Okay?
Yep. Confirmation.
And that's what I'm trying to say with you, is through that strife and conflict, you get centered with yourself and your soul and your own beliefs, and you stand for them, and you politely stand for them. You don't argue with anybody. No, this is how I feel. You can't tell me how I feel. This is how I feel. Okay? And you keep on moving on in your bliss. Be in your happiness. Find that joy. And believe it or not, it will happen. And people, you know, to this day, I have made them think differently about people and about what they do for a living because I stood my ground. And the same thing for you.
Yeah, because I tried doing some stuff with the local government here, and they just, like, blew me off and didn't believe what I said and just didn't take
absolutely
me seriously at all.
Absolutely. Okay, that's not how you're not like myself, okay? I'm not a Gemini, but I'm an air sign like you, and I have a bunch of water planets like you. They're not the same, okay? But we're different creatures. We're not earthbound creatures, and we're not the legal system is very dogmatic and earthbound, and it doesn't work well with us. We see justice. We don't see law, okay? And they're two different animals, okay? So here again, that's what I mean by that, is that you have to dance to your own drummer, Danielle. Be who you are and be assured that it is, and say, you know, when somebody sends you that conflict, no, I don't, I disagree with that. You know, I'm not going to do that, and have a nice day, goodbye. You know, and let it be. Okay, and go with peace. That's their issue, not yours. Yours is wanting their approval. You don't need their approval.
I just need things to be changed.
And so
exactly.
There's always another way to skin a cat.
Well,
there is always another way to skin a cat. So good luck. And
Danielle, we believe in you.
This is a great time to look at other ways and look at other avenues. So rethink it. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Talk to you soon, sweetheart. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, it is discouraging. I mean, for you to hang in there 3 years too, Jacqueline, it can be very discouraging, you know. And
oh, absolutely.
But like I said, you know, she is, you know, she keeps going at it. She does all her studies, and she really wanted them to stop doing all these chemtrails here in Roanoke, Virginia. And she was trying to bring it to some people's attention and create some public interest about it. And she kept getting shut down. And so, you know, even if you go on the chemtrail sites, it shows that, you know, there's you know, things going on here in Roanoke on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, she's only one person that's brought this to their attention. But again, it's one of those things where in order to move the wheels of government, it's a Capricorn energy. It's very Saturnian. There's a lot of inertia there. And it's just very, very difficult. And it does take time, like you took the time to see your
justice.
Absolutely. Yes. And
absolutely. When you're dealing with the legal system, it's going to take years. And especially something like that, it's going to take years. And it's going to keep going at it and going at it and going at it. And, you know, in my lifetime, I have had some success. I have Saturn in Capricorn, and I have had some success. in dealing with the government, but you have to have a phenomenal amount of information and a phenomenal amount of people behind you to make it happen. Okay, every time something would happen with the government, I would have to get the whole entire neighborhood involved before they would do something about it. And here again, whether it was signing a petition or doing one thing or another. And here again, that takes a lot to have to gather those groups of people and to get them on board, because most people don't get on board. Most people, you know, it's a lot of tenacity. So here again, but you stay with your truth. If that's really what you want to put your fight into, then fight. It'll happen, but it'll take a long time.
Exactly. Are you ready for our next caller?
Okay, let's go. Let's get off the government thing. I hate the government.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you? Hello? Are you there? Hello? This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Well, maybe they'll call back. They were holding for quite a while, but...
Okay.
Well, we'll go to the next one. Hate to do that, but sometimes it happens.
Go with that.
Mercury is just very newly direct, so we still got a lot of backlash going on here.
Yeah, it just
should. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hello, girls. I love listening to you. And Jacqueline, yay on, but it's that drip. You just got to keep dripping and dripping and dripping and dripping. And we make a difference by speaking out. Things have changed. They've improved drastically in our world.
It's,
I mean,
it takes a lot. It definitely takes a lot. So,
Lord, I want to blow them up.
It's
that's my retirement package. My retirement package idea is to just blow them up, at least in jail. I'm in Canada, of course, and we're quite well treated in jail. We're given drugs, there are conjugal visits, food, you get to order it, and it's, you know.
Oh, nice.
Insane. I don't know why they say that we live in a free place, because the only thing we're allowed to do is think freely, and even that they're trying to interfere in our thoughts just by way of things like the chemtrails. But anyhow, another topic in itself. It's Charlene. Hi. And I'm calling, I guess, you know, I'm okay, a little scared, but I keep being brave, and I'm here. I'm allowed to stay where I'm living for a couple more weeks. I haven't found a home yet, but I have cleaned up where I'm living, so I'm able to move on in peace and integrity, and I feel good with that. But I haven't found a home yet, and of course money and Brian. So just, you know, just checking in on that stuff and how things are feeling there. So Keith agreed to help with money, and it sounds like he's thinking about living with me, so that's huge.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene, what's your last name? I know I have you on my computer.
Simkin, S-I-M.
August 31st. 1962.
Yes, Jacqueline. Yes, Jacqueline.
Got her.
Hey! That's
yeah,
nice.
I got her.
Yay!
I love it.
That's a rarity for me, so.
The thing is, Jacqueline, she doesn't realize that I went through this terrible computer crash like 10 days ago where I could have lost 7 years of data.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was such a miracle that the thing started in safe mode and I was able to get most of the critical things off.
Wow. Well.
All right.
But I'm usually not the one that keeps them, so this is
miraculous. Spirit supporting me in something. My life has been so. But I've done a couple of major things. I actually just recently expressed to my ex-husband that I'm sorry, which is a huge thing, because it's more to do with love for my children. I'm concerned with how they're doing. So it really doesn't have a lot to do with him. It has more to do with them. And it's I have to be the change, so I got to be the lead.
Absolutely.
Grace and forgiveness is a wonderful thing to do in this highly Pisces cycle we've been in, Charlene. So that was very wise of you.
Kind of felt like I was forced to, but it's okay. I just, by the way she behaved, my one daughter, it was like, uh-oh, you know what? There's got to be a way to save her. You know, even though she's not a child anymore, she's old enough, but I still need to be the lead.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're always going to be the mother till the day you die.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're always the example. You're always the one that has to set the trend. So here again. You know, I think it's right around the corner as far as this move is concerned. I'm just
sure
that.
Is. Yeah, I have to be out by the end of the month, so that I have to do. There's no matter what. I've pared down most of my belongings, but will it be a home that I like? And do you see him with me? He's April 3rd, 72 in Manitoba, Winnipeg.
How do I have him on my computer? Do I have him as Brian 1, Brian 2, Brian 3? What do I have him on here?
I don't know. I'm going to go 1.
Okay. Let's try that one. Yes. You are so wise. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel good things are coming here big time. Good things are coming.
I'm certainly ready for it, personally.
You're a bit overdue.
Jesus. Well, that's okay. We can't grow, and you can't become like that bright, sparkly little diamond without a little bit of cooking going on, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Well, and here again, you know, there are changes going on, and some of them aren't comfortable, but they're good for us. You know, here again, I hate to say, I don't... I think this guy's still waffling.
Me too.
You know, I'm trying to get a grasp of where he's going to land, and it's hard. It's really hard right now.
Okay.
So what I am going to say about that for yourself is go with faith. Go with trust it. Trust where you're going and trust what you're looking at as far as homes are concerned.
Okay.
I think the most important thing that you can do right now is just do a lot of deep listening with intention, is how it's feeling to me. I think the key to this is open communication that's very friendly and welcoming so that he can make whatever choice he needs to make. And I know it's difficult for you sometimes to detach, but you do have the ability. I mean, you have Saturn on your ascendant in Aquarius. It's fixed air. But you have the ability to pull yourself back and just want to know his truth, which is really cool. So that's what I'm going to recommend in this cycle where Jupiter's still in Gemini. Because both of you are going to be making different choices. You're making choices about where you're going to reside. He's making choices about the lifestyle that he wants to reside in. Okay? And I think that because of that, the more you share about the changes in a positive and friendly fashion, the better it's going to go for you.
Hmm. Okay. Now, does that mean no, you don't see him with me?
No, that doesn't mean no. That means that decision has not been determined yet.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I think the desire is there, but he's always been that kind of person where he's making sure that he has a backup plan, an alternative, correct?
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm sure you're right. You probably have a lot more accurate read on many parts to do with him than I do because of your overview, right, of how things influence him.
Right now he's in a T-square, a mutable T-square. It's very strong in his chart right now, and it's by exact degree. And so for that reason, I feel that he's feeling more optimistic about the relationship in some aspects. I think he's probably working very hard. And I think that, again, he's also looking for a lifestyle as well as a relationship, okay, if you follow me on this.
Yes.
And so that's what you need to present to him, how you kind of envision this, okay, and knowing what he desires and knowing that you can create it because you've been working on it so hard, that's probably what you need to deal with right now because that's going to, again, ensure that the relationship keeps on moving up and moving on in a positive way. With Mercury retrograde for the last 3 weeks and just going direct today, Charlene, it's not going to be out of its shadow until the 7th of April. So between now and the 7th of April is the time that both of you are going to be making all these decisions.
Right.
So it's a very short segment of time. You can do this.
Well, yeah. And, you know, like I said, this move, it's imminent. I was supposed to move out really for the beginning of the month, and then I said the 15th, and then he wanted me to paint everything. It's like, oh my God. So, and there's 38 cupboards in this house on top
wow.
of it. So it was a big job, but it's behind me and it's over, and I feel great, and he's happy with how it looks, so I feel good about that. So, you know, but anyway, I can't wait to get out of here because energetically it's consumed me, and I have to focus on making money and moving ahead, right? I can't live in this vacuum thing that I feel like I've been in, but it serves me. It's time to move, that's all. And I'd like
Mars
to be a part of it.
Mars is going to be moving into your second house. Uranus is going to be moving into your second house within 30 days. So, again, you're in a situation where you're going to find something that I feel is more of your I am presence because of that Aryan force. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I absolutely agree. That's, you know, and here again, I think things are going to happen suddenly when they do happen, okay, and decisions are going to be made. And I do. I think, you know, if you paint him a picture and envision a picture, you know, that you two could live in or work in, that would be a great environment, I think he would go for it. I mean, there is a lot of caring here between the two of you, and I think it can work. But again, he's much more cautious. You know, and I don't know that you see it because you see the Aries energy, but he is. He's much more cautious than what you think.
Well, he's not a speed demon, that's for sure. He doesn't move fast, and he's impulsive, but he really is not with this kind of thing, because it is, you know, I think I'm probably the first woman he's ever spoken to about marriage. And that's, you know, he's 41 years old almost, so that says something, I think.
Well, I think that's a crown for you, a little crown. So look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all I
try
know
to
is you just take
light
my breath.
Positive and don't let the doubt creep in, okay? Because the doubts creep in a lot with you with all that Virgo.
Do they ever? Yeah, far too analytical. Drives me bananas. It's my least favorite quality.
And that's the point is that you need to think in a more positive way. Okay,
right.
And that's my point is that look at the positive, look at the optimistic part. Don't analyze it. Go with that faith that you have, okay, and you can create it. That's my point.
Okay, oh, right, valid. That's exactly, because energy attracts, right, and it is matter.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
we're so glad you called in tonight.
Oh, I'm glad.
Happy
it's nice to hear
move.
You both. I'm ecstatic about it. I'm scared a little, but I'm really looking forward, like I said, to being out of this. And, you know, I'm working on creating what I want to live in. And that would be a nice, quiet little cottage-style space in the back of somebody's property where it can be nice and quiet. And he and I can just go about our business and have a nice, happy life while we're working away. It's, you know, temporary, but... quiet and peace, and the only noise I want around would be the squirrels and birds and fish or whatever, you know.
I like it.
That's what I want. I'm in the bush a little bit, but and hopefully I can make that happen. You know, I'd like to think I can. I'm pretty good with manifesting.
You can, okay. And here again, you can, and start talking to him about it, and talking to him about how beautiful the birds sound and everything else, and giving him a real picture. Okay, because, you know, again, I think by creating that peaceful environment like what he would like as well, okay, I think you two could have a good life. But again here, yeah, he's much more cautious.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not a greedy materialistic person, so it's not like I'm interested in anything besides him, you know, it's not about that. I can understand his trepidation, yeah. Okay.
Keep the party going. Oh. Keep smiling.
Okay. Any other information?
Love and light.
I do. Thank you. Any other information for me, or just carry on?
Carry on and consider the biggest thing that you need in your next living environment is a healthy atmosphere. Body, mind, and spirit. It's all about healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. And it has to be both. It has to be body, mind, and spirit. It has to be all three. Okay, and that's what you're really looking for. And of course, yes, you want the serenity. You want to feel that you're fortunate to be there, which is great. Okay, and you know, again, you're a very wonderful healer. So you have to have a sanctuary where you can take yourself back, Charlie. It's so important for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I definitely know about. I definitely need a space
okay.
where I'm not. I can just tune out and allow
exactly.
me to tune in, or it to tune me, or whatever. You know, just detach from everybody. Okay.
I'm sure you're going to be very lucky in finding it. Don't worry.
Well, yes, thank you. I can see four shamrocks as you speak that. They're early clover.
Yeah, happy St. Pat's.
And you as well. There's a little Irish in me, and I'm sure probably 90% of the Caucasian North American environment.
Well, you know, I spoke about that at church today, and I told everybody, I said, hey, there's only two kinds of people, those that are Irish and those that wish they were. They laughed.
Sure.
I've been saying that all my life, so. You have a stellar night, dear. And if you need us, call us.
Thank you, and thank you both very much. Be well, Jacqueline.
You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye,
God
girl.
Bless. I tell you, we have some really interesting callers that call in. People have been trying to go through these changes, and with the retrograde Mercury, everything's fallen into this, like, delay for a month. And, you know, this is a perfect example we just saw.
Absolutely. That is an exact perfect example. And now things are going to start to shift, which is a great thing for her.
Yes. So you're ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Good evening, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure.
I am calling to ask about some job stuff, and I wanted to know, because Mercury is going stationary direct, what your opinion is about sending out, you know, like job applications now.
Yeah.
Versus waiting till Mercury's out of its shadow.
Well, what's your birth date, first of all?
March 24, 1965.
And what time were you born?
12:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Urbana, Illinois.
Urbana.
And where do you live now?
I live in Kansas City.
Kansas City, what state?
Kansas.
Okay. On a new job. You know, there's a Kansas City, Missouri, there's a Kansas City, Oregon, there's a Kansas City, Tennessee. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I knew the Missouri, but I didn't know Oregon or Tennessee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Wow, what a chart.
That's a nice way to say it.
Okay, your birthday's coming up here really soon.
Are
you
going to
be in Kansas City for your birthday?
I will.
Okay. Oh, you're getting a job. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yep. Yep. She's going to be
fine.
I like
when you said that. That was good.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, have faith, because your Venus is at 29 degrees this year in Pisces, and it's just barely in your 10th house by 1 degree. And, however, the reason why I say, oh, Jesus, yes, is because, Your sun, part of fortune, and Mercury are all in that 10th house of career. Your moon is in Capricorn in your 6th house of day-to-day work. And here again, you've got all these in conjunctions going to all your Virgonian planets of Mars, Uranus, and Pluto. So here again, you've got this great aspect. Are you planning on going to work a little bit of a distance from your home?
Well, here's kind of the dilemma at the moment. I'm nearly full-time in graduate school, and I do some hourly work as needed as a research assistant, but I really need to sort of get back into the corporate or, you know, something and start bringing in some more cash. So I see a couple of part-time positions, and I don't know how far they are from here. I could certainly telecommute or do things like that, and I'm not sure if they're on site, but part-time and flexible probably are going to be the keys, because I don't really want to put school on hold at the moment, but by the same token, I need to be bringing in some more cash. So, and I feel, and maybe this is verified by the chart and what's going on, I feel like I need to kind of be out there back, sort of reestablishing my career a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Kind of out in the world.
Well, Mars is sitting on your sun right now, and the sun and Venus are about to march into that 10th house of you being, again, more in the corporate environment over the next few days. And because of what's going on with Mercury going direct, and it's going to basically move, you know, into an exact square this week coming up, too, with Jupiter and Gemini, you could get more than one opportunity here.
Oh, okay.
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 So I feel it's
going to be
a choice of which job you take more than whether you're going to get a job.
Okay.
Okay? That's how it's looking to me. And I got to tell you, you've got such a beautiful chart. Whew. You like this diversity. It just really serves. It's like doing a dance. It's like doing a dance. I like it.
Yes, exactly. And it's, right now, as I say, it's hard for me to know, you know, should I take a little less school and step a little more back into the career? Should I keep, you know, the schooling going kind of at the same pace? Should I? I've even thought of taking a semester off and just working. You know, if need be. Just kind of hard to know what the best thing to do would be. I'm sort of afraid if I took too much of a break from school, I wouldn't go back. And I don't want to do that. I do want to finish what I've started. So
I think you can flow through the schooling. I think you have a natural flow with education right now because of Neptune transiting your ninth house. And I just think it's a good idea. With Saturn retrograde in Scorpio, it's almost like you really need to kind of like hold on about the going to school thing, because Saturn is the great teacher of the zodiac. It's forming some nice trines to your natal Saturn right now, so I agree with your instinct on that one.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do agree. I think that I wouldn't quit if I were you, because I do agree that it would be harder to restarting it at this point in time.
Yeah.
But I do think that this is a great time for you to get out there and get out into the public as well. So I want you to be living more of what your professional field is that you're going to want to go into or want to be in. Okay. I think putting some more time in that and having some more application time, especially with Saturn and Scorpio and that physical application that Scorpio gives it, can help you out even more with your education, you know, and when you start to pick it up a little bit stronger. So one thing about you is you'll always be learning your whole entire life. There's two things you'll be doing is working and learning. That's who you are.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I get bored kind of easily, and I love learning new things. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And you think it's okay in terms of, you know, kind of Mercury and its shadow versus, you know, sending out the applications and stuff?
Well, I think you've been reviewing it and researching it up to this point. And again, I would move forward and I would look at, you know, whatever opportunities are afforded to you with this. And like I said, because the planets are going to be in your 10th house in Aries, like Mars, Sun, and Venus, for almost a month, you know, you have some playroom here. And that's why when it's in its shadow, it's good for you to investigate, go for the interview, ask the extra questions you're going to need to ask. I actually think it's a good time for you to be looking into this and then making the decision.
Great. Because I, it would be ideal to find a good position and then start maybe in May sometime, you know, when things cool down a little bit with school. I have some summer school that I need to participate in, but the schedule hopefully will be a little less strenuous by middle or end of May.
Beautiful.
And here again, be open to the possibility of what's going to happen. I would put the applications out. I would put the feelers out. Don't be surprised if it's the middle of April to the end of to the beginning of May when something comes up. So
okay.
Don't be surprised
yeah.
if it's a little earlier than what you'd like.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that myself today. I thought, yeah, it'll probably end up being April, but that's okay. It'll all work out.
It will. That's the thing. It's really good. You're going in a good direction.
Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed listening to the show.
Oh, you're welcome. We're so happy you called in. Keep us posted.
Thanks a lot. Will do. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Busy, industrious personality there.
Yeah. I love that Aries energy. Prejudice.
Ah, yes, it could be so. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I've got no problems.
I ride my
bike. I'm going to get out of the wind here, but... I don't know anything about this astrology stuff, so you're going to have to ask me all the questions.
Okay, what's your birthday?
12/3/53.
And do you know what time you were born?
4:05 in the afternoon.
And what city were you born in?
Sterling, Sterling, Illinois.
Which county? I got it.
No, that's Indiana. Illinois.
Yeah, you're right.
Illinois only has one.
Now, do you still live in Illinois?
No.
Where do you live now?
Austin, Texas.
You're a long way from home.
Well, no. I'm right here in this body where I live.
Probably a good place to be.
Oh, my gosh, you're such an intense creature.
Yes, he is. It's very psychic.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, and I can see why you would be intrigued by astrology, because it's perfect. You have the Sagittarian and Scorpion energy. You have a Moon, a Mercury, a Venus, a Saturn, and your Vertex, all in Scorpio.
Well, actually, I'm depressed when I talk to you guys. So I don't know if you're going to tell me something different.
Well, here again, I'm going to tell you that you have a strong inclination that astrology would serve you very well. You'd really enjoy learning a lot more about it. So sometime you need to really look into it. I think you'd really get a kick out of it. You speak the language of it when you understand it. So here again, the one question I have for you is, are you involved in a relationship?
Not that I know of. And that's an honest answer.
Ready then.
That's interesting.
Well, I want to say that time is approaching.
Well, if I have a question, the question would be, I've been we went through the global routine and what's transpiring here, and I'm glad we passed that, but I've been waiting for about 8 years for this monetary excursion I've been on to break through, and it could happen any minute, and I'm just wondering if that may be a lunar or this astrological event I'm waiting for instead of the money, or it's worked hand in hand.
Is this a business endeavor?
Pardon me?
Is this a business endeavor, or is this a legal endeavor?
It's a financial endeavor. No legal. It's not legal in any way, but it, in some aspects of it, in somebody's hands, might be construed as legal.
Right.
This is more
of a business aspect, as far as this is some type of, you know, business transaction.
I've invested in,
it doesn't have to do with a lawsuit or legal issues or things like that. Okay.
I've invested in currency.
Well, with Saturn retrograde sitting so close to your moon right now, I have a feeling after Saturn goes direct the end of the first week of July, it'll be a couple months beyond that before you're actually going to feel a sense of solidarity and security. So you're probably looking at September, maybe even October. But that's what it's looking like to me in the chart. You know, you have, when you're looking at time and you're looking at currency and you're looking at established currency via government, Saturn rules all those things that are corporate, that are government orchestrated, and Scorpio rules our investments. So because it's so close to your moon and you've already been through your Saturn return, I think that the investment probably was a wise idea, but it's just going to take a little bit longer for it to come to fruition. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree 100%. That's where I was going, in the exact same direction.
Okay.
I think
I like
it's going to manifest somewhere September, October.
I love the fact that Pluto's in that ninth house. Okay, it's going to retrograde out of it a little bit over the summer, but then it's going to go back in the early fall. And so that's why I feel between Saturn going direct, passing over his moon, and Pluto in his ninth house, I have a sense he's going to feel pretty happy with what he's created here.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, every time I get a reading for the last 3 years, it's always going to happen in the next 3 months. Something is just going to bring peace and happiness into my life, and actually my life is somewhat better, but it's the feelings have not caught up with it at all, if you know what I mean.
And here again, you realize, and when I talk about somebody like you, I usually say that your life is lived, most people's lives are lived like you could write a book about. It's many different chapters, okay? But your life, okay, because of your chart, your life is many different books, okay? You have these deep transforming things that come around and your life shifts and it makes these major shifts, okay? I know you have to be patient. I know you have to wait for them. But I know also you can feel them, okay? I think you use that Mercury and Scorpio a little bit too strong to question a lot more than what you do, what you should, okay? You have a great way of being able to make things shift and change in time. It's everything with you moves slower than what you'd like to. Okay, you're a Sagittarius. Okay, the key word I use for Sagittarius is divine discontent. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but
at least you have a nice sweet voice.
So what I'm saying is that you have more knowledge than the average person does, and in a lot of ways you have to wait for everything to catch up to you all the time, and you have this beautiful
I'm so far ahead of the loop, and that causes conflict of a bit, you know.
And here again, that's where you have to find your joy. That's where you have to find your happiness. That's how come Sagittarians end up having to just relax and kick back and just wait things out and find some fun while they're waiting it out. They're adventurous creatures, okay? Have some fun is what I'm trying to say. Wait it out and have some fun. Have the faith because you've made it. You've created it. But it does take a long time for things to evolve in your life. I can't stop that. Again, that's what I suggest you look at astrology, because all that scorpion energy will really help you understand, astrology will really help you understand that scorpion energy that you have and really help you understand how you can manipulate the energies better towards your advantage. And that's what you really like doing. So during this period of time while you're waiting, think about picking up a book on astrology or reading, or going to a class or something like that and learning about it.
I will take that advice. I appreciate your time very much.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks, lady.
All right. God bless. Goodbye. A lot of nice, intense stuff there, but also a lot of fun there.
Oh, yeah. There is.
Healthy philosophy, healthy attitudes. Nice to see that. Really nice to see that. Well, we have another caller. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Look at her. Okay.
And they don't want to fire me.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you tonight? Hello, you're on the air. It's technology, I swear. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to put him back on hold. And then take him off. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Huh? Not there. So I were on hold for quite a while. I think this is the one I couldn't catch before. I don't know what's going on with that. I wonder what Mercury is doing in their chart tonight.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we should tell people what we do here and how they can reach us while we have the opportunity.
Okay.
So what are your plans for the spring? Are you teaching classes as you normally are, or what are you off doing?
I'm just putting out the flyers this week for a new beginning astrology class. And so hopefully I'll be starting a new astrology class here shortly. And I'm doing readings at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, she's such a wonderful woman. I just love working with her. She's into healing, she's into teaching, she's into training, in any modality that'll help. And she does a phenomenal, between drum circles and Reiki, and I could go on with all the different modalities that she has there, which are just so awesome. And she really concentrates on that, helping others grow and expand and really empowering others to be their best. And, it's such a great thing. She does have a gift shop along with it, but I think the work she does there is so phenomenally awesome. I enjoy working with her. But to make a short story long, I'm at Spark of Divine every Friday. And then I have a place at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart, Florida. And I make appointments there, as well as am there from 10 to 2 every Saturday and Sunday. So,
now, where are you teaching your astrology class?
At Spark of Divine.
All right. That is great. That is great. Well, I work out of the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke, and Carolyn Bratton, she pretty much runs the place and takes care of everybody over there. And it's very similar to the beautiful place that you found, where we have Reiki massage therapy, foot reflexology, belly dancing classes. I have my Tarot Share group there. I do my readings there. I do a lot of readings by phone, too, because I know people all over the country from those years I lived in Florida, which is fine. And I'm looking forward to all these fairs. I'm going to have my Florida trip coming up here. I'm going to be down there between the 5th and the 11th of April and seeing all my Florida friends and some family down there as well, which is always fun for me. And I'm going to be reading out of the Rainbow Bridge, which Tomas runs in West Palm Beach. And it's a beautiful metaphysical bookstore. It's unbelievable how much beautiful things he has from all over the world in that space. And so that should be a lot of fun for me. And there's fairs here in Roanoke all throughout the month of April I'm going to be doing as well. I'm going to be doing the Earth Day Fair. I'm going to be doing the Health and Wellness Expo at the Lifestream Center. So I have all these beautiful things that are lined up. And I just love this kind of work, because most of the people that come, whether it's for healing or to share their beautiful metaphysical experiences, it's just all good. All good. and I really enjoy it. The people that I meet. You know how that goes, Jacqueline.
Absolutely.
So what number can people contact you at?
Oh, you can call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you, Aphrodite?
Contact me at 540-400-0110. And Jack and I are both on Facebook. You can find us there as well. I think you can also leave us messages through Blog Talk Radio. I'm pretty sure. I've never done it, but I think it's there. So when I'm coming down to Florida, I expect to see you, my friend.
Absolutely. There'll be no doubt about that. It's always a pleasure having you down here.
Now, how much are you charging for your astrology classes, just so people know, in Florida?
It's $20 per class, and it is 6 weeks long. And so, if you want a CD of it, it's $10 more. And so, or you can bring your own recorders and record it all you want. I enjoy it. That's one of my favorite things to do is teach astrology, so it's always fun.
Now, I started a tarot share group now about almost 7 years ago, I think, and I know that you've recently started doing the same thing. How is that going?
It's going all right. The thing about the tarot share, it's a lot of fun because you have different people from different experiences and have been taught by different people or not taught at all. And I really enjoy, coming in with a different spread and watching these people, all of them get along and, figure out what's going on. And it's really a lot of fun. We've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I've been enjoying mine a lot, too, and stuff with those core people that almost come every time I have the class. And there's new people that show up just because somebody else told them about it. So it's always nice. It's a nice mixture of energy and sharing. I try and keep it as entertaining as possible.
As a matter of fact, we meet once a month on the first of the month. And for this month, I did a St. Patrick's Day spread. So it was a lot of fun. They had they got a kick out of it. Each one got their own little example to take with them, and it was a lot of fun. They got a kick out of it that I did it under St. Patrick's Day. So.
Oh, that's great. I even have a little St. Patrick's Day, I have a little leprechaun deck that I used last week. Everybody got a kick out of it because a little leprechaun was doing all kinds of crazy things on the cards, and so it makes it kind of fun and entertaining as well as illuminating. That's the beautiful thing about tarot, because if you love art, and you can look at a picture and get a message. It's one of the greatest things you can do for your psyche.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we'll be here next week for between 6 and 7 on Sunday at the Illumination Station. We're so happy to spend this evening with you and hope that we've helped you in some way. And if you need us before we have our show, feel free to give us a call. Jack and I both do phone consultations in addition to doing things live and in the area where we live, and we do record it for you so you can go back and listen to it again if you feel that you need the support. And we're here for everyone.
Absolutely.
As always, it's been a pleasure working with you again, Jacqueline. I love you dearly and looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks here.
I love you, too. Can't wait. And we'll talk to you next week at the same time. Big hugs to you. And good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.